aspiring for our dreams could be completely crazy. Like you said, you know, they're like, go to college, do this, etc. So were you the odd man out thinking that all of these things, or
I was definitely odd man out, you know what I'm saying? Like even this, the only reason why I even went to college was because the pressure of like of the of my family, like, you know, just tell me, like, you know, you have to go to school, you know, like, I want to pursue soccer. I'm like, no, you have to, you know, this and that. And so it was like that, both my grandparents are freshly, like, you know, freshly from the Caribbean, you know. So and then so it's just everyone had that mindset. So me trying to pursue my dreams, like it was a battle. You know, I had my aunt literally like cry beside me, you know, just pouring tears, just because like, no, you have to go to school. I don't want to see you just like, you know. So it was hard. It was me telling them, no, I have to.
Welcome to the DDHD podcast. And as usual, I am joined by my co-host,
Rochester.
And my name is Marwan Munami.
That's my name.
And we got a very special episode for you today. This is the Dreams Don't Have Deadlines podcast. And today we have someone that's really been, I would say, making not only a lot of noise in Toronto, but kind of revolutionizing the creative industry a little bit, not only in the Toronto landscape, but the Canadian landscape.
He's very humble, but...
very humble guy,
big things are happening.
He is. He's the founder and CEO of The Saint Productions. He's also the co-founder and CEO of The Moment Network. He's worked with amazing artists, you know, like Jesse Reyes, Kanye
I don't think
West.
He can talk about some of the people he's working with. Are we going to talk about everybody?
Absolutely. Let's talk about it.
Okay. All right. Cool. I don't know.
Just sprinkle little names here. Kanye West, Drake, Nicki Minaj, even up and coming you know, artists that are making a lot of waves, like Havai and Mighty. There's so many more as well.
Four Corners.
You did work with Toby too, right? You just got a Juno?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We just recorded an episode with him for In the Moment series that we have going on, dropping next.
I'm waiting for that, man.
Come on,
by the time this airs,
he just texted me today. He's like, "Yo, you love this, so I'm excited for y'all to see him."
Oh man, that's dope.
That's exciting, man. And he also covers a lot of festivals, you know, festivals like Rolling Loud, Universal Music Canada. And if you're wondering who we're talking about Of The Saint. So let's give it up.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Welcome to the pod. Thank you so much for joining us,
man.
No, of course. We got so much to talk about, man. Like, there's so many highlights. There's so many big artists that you're working with.
You gotta talk about that merch too, bro.
I need merch.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I have to bring some next time.
Don't worry, man. We're gonna support it for sure.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Is Saint your name? Like, what's the story with the name Saint?
Basically, so my real name is Elijah. Right, but like my last name is De Los Santos, so in English it means of the saint.
Of the saint, yeah.
So like of the saint is my last name in English.
Got it.
So yeah, so that's where the name all came from and everything.
Even when you said that.
And your background is Salvadoran, no?
I'm Dominican.
Dominican,
Salvadoran, and Panamanian, for that's Latino.
Hey,
oh, man, that's like the United Nations in Latin America all joined into one and made Saint. Even when you said it, I felt like I was salsaing at the same moment.
Come on,
all places I've never been yet too.
Trying
to go. You have to go.
Or Dominican,
Dominican. We had fun.
Dominican was good. Yeah, like,
that was a great place. Topic. We had expensive lobster, but no, man. I want to ask right away, like. Are you a photographer? Are you a videographer? What do you focus on more? Like, how do you explain what you do? Because it seems like you do so much.
Absolutely. Right now, I'm transitioning to, like, you know, like, definitely on the director role. Creative director. And, like, you know, but, like, I do, like, obviously, like, the photography has, like, took it off the most. But since the beginning, I've always kind of, like, focused on both. Because I've always believed it's, like, you never want to focus on one thing, you know. It was like, why not learn multiple things and just go out there and do it? So it was like, honestly, like, I have a like different love for both. So definitely, like, yeah, like, I definitely did, you know, tackle on both and everything.
Which brings me to another question that we were actually just talking about before on a previous episode. How do you balance that? Right? Because some people, it can be overwhelming, and, you know, there are a lot of ambitious people in the world, you know, and they want to do everything, but they'll never get anything done. So when you have so many things on the go, how do you find a way to balance that?
Honestly, just creating like, there's no creating like a proper system, mm-hmm. which, you know, like treating what you're doing as an actual business, as an actual corporation, you know, and like obviously stuff you get busy, so you have to slide other work to other people and build a team. But it's like, yeah, honestly, just kind of
delegate
everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah. And you have, so the two companies that you have, for those that don't know, of the Same Productions and the Moment Network, what are they, you know, and what's the difference between them?
So of the same production is my personal production, where I created back in 2019. You know, always had a dream, like, you know, kind of create. Always been inspired by like Cole Bennett, been inspired by Director X. So right from the beginning, I'm like, hey, I'm just gonna try it out and see where it takes me.
Well, if you have a dream, you're in the right place.
Right. Hey. But then the moment network, you know, last year obviously I went on a crazy run. Yeah. But then when Jessie Reyes flew me out to like New York City, you know,
hold up. So you're just gonna walk right over that part? was that a Tuesday or just a regular day at the office?
It was okay. Obviously, like what's it called? No, definitely like what do you mean?
Like, I just mean like Jessie Reyes is very popular, you know what I'm saying? Popping. Yeah, she's popping right now, man. She's doing big things. So for her to draw for you and just say, yo, fly out with me,
it's huge.
It's a big deal.
It's huge, man, honestly. And like, obviously now, because like moving past, it's like everything kind of like, I'm super used to it, but in the moment, bro, insane. You know, because it all started when, like, you know, definitely like how me and Jessie Reyes kind of met. Mm-hmm. All started when, like, right after the OVO, OVO Fest and everything, mm-hmm. her manager Mauricio kind of like picked me up, see what I was doing, and asked me like, hey, I see you hustling, you know what I'm saying? You're really doing your thing. This is like right now, like in July. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's like, hey, like Jessie Reyes is like opening up for Kalani.
Dope.
Tomorrow at the Budweiser, I want you to come out, mm-hmm. and really like, and yeah, just, you know, just kind of like cover everything, you know? And right away, I'm like, what? But, you know, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I dropped, it was like literally 9 o'clock, the same day, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So kind of like, you know, and that's how it all started with, that's where the relationship started.
I like that. Yeah. I like that too, because she's, I know she's got a great team behind her. Mauricio's amazing. A good friend of mine.
Shout out Ruiz.
Ruiz is all time, man.
Absolutely.
He's a legend in the best way possible, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, and I know like photographers and visualizers on her team, like, you know, Phil Harris is really good at what he does, you know what I mean? So I say that to say, like, it's not like they're begging for somebody to come and help them out at the same time, but when they, you know, real recognize real and talent recognize talent.
Absolutely.
So, you know, sometimes you just, you know, build like Voltron, man, you know? So that's really dope, man.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. Thank you.
So what happened after? So you got, Mauricio got you over to cover the Budweiser stage event,
and that's where, like, so that's where we first connected and everything. So you know, we, it was a vibe, and then just certain occasions where like Phil had to deal with other stuff, so Jesse's like, hey, I want to, like, this is like 2 months later, it's like, Jesse's like, hey, I want to, like, you know, fly you out, and if you can cover, like, you know, three places, you travel to LA for album release party, mm-hmm. And then travel to Colombia, mm-hmm. and then New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was crazy, man. It was crazy.
And that experience, like, changed everything for you.
Because honestly, Jessie was honestly like the first person to really open my eyes on just like, hey, like. You're doing those stuff, and this is what
here's opportunities, man.
Because before I was going under like Billboard, Hip Hop DX, but this is the first time where it's like, hey, no, like, I want you personally.
Yes,
to recover, and like, she really opened up. Like, she opened up everything for
and
me.
And once that's on the resume, then it's like, you know, it's like, oh, you work with Jessie? Come with me too. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
I like that, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And was that your first time out of Toronto? Have you been out of Toronto before?
No,
then?
Like, I travel a lot of places beforehand. Okay. Travel since I was like young.
Good, because we got to talk about that. We are a slash travel show here too, man. So we want to get into that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've always been traveling, and it's just like, you know, what's it called? My mom, like, she was like, shout out my mom, because she really kind of allowed me to kind of like really do my thing. Started playing soccer, allowed me to travel to like Brazil, travel to Dominican, Salvador. Mm-hmm. I kind of like live out like my dreams and everything. And then
support system.
100%.
Don't we say that? You heard us say that before. It's important.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, man. If I answer your question, I've always kind of like mm-hmm. have been traveling, dabbling, everything.
I asked that because when you said like that really opened your eyes. I'm curious to see how you grew up. I'm curious to see how you got to the point of creating a production company that's popping right now and having the Moment Network. Like, did you always think about, you know, the world is your oyster? You're gonna travel the world. You're gonna do big things in your life, or, you know, was your upbringing different?
Everybody probably thinks you're like an overnight success, man. Just happened yesterday. You know what? I'm going to start a media company, and it's just going to take off right away.
No, honestly, if you were to ask me like 4 years ago if I was going to be in this position, mm-hmm. like, I had no clue.
Right.
But like, born and raised, so like where I started, like, well, I'm born and raised in Jimmy Finch, mm-hmm. you know, did travel.
Big up the Finch, man.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, come on. Westview, yeah.
Come on. Come on.
This always episode was brought to you by Jane and Finch. We're the best. Never mind. I was going to say something. Never mind.
But born and raised in Jimmy Finch, did travel a lot, you know, just, you know, up and down, side to side. Mm. But then definitely like came back to Jane around like high school.
Okay.
So graduated from Westview.
Right.
You know, always from young been to soccer. So like soccer kind of kept me kind of disciplined to kind of like just stay in my own lane and just, you know, do what I need to do. Right. And so like since young, I've always had that mentality of just, you know, this discipline, and always kind of like from soccer, always kind of dreamt and always wanted more. Mm. Right. So then from there, just from soccer, just no travel around, but then got a scholarship in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So went there for a year, came back here.
Got a scholarship in Chicago?
Scholarship for
soccer?
For soccer.
Okay.
For junior college called Parkland.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Back in 2018.
So you did well in school, I'm assuming?
Did well.
Okay.
And definitely did well. And, you know, definitely gave the opportunities, you know, so it was dope.
Okay.
I think that, that part up again, it's like, I always wonder, like, it always feels like athletes can have a, not say unfair advantage, but like a nice advantage because you have structure in your life. You know what I'm saying? If you're a good athlete, no matter how it turns out, you can always leave with that, you know, that structure, because you can take that and apply it to any other business,
They're great businessmen, like, man, or women and women too.
Yeah, I would say so, man.
Absolutely. And just, because understanding the hustle, understanding what it needs to take to like get to there, you know?
Yeah, and I think a lot of parents, you know, they have their kids in sports and, you know, they're hoping they'll be the next Ja Morant or whatever it may be. But at the same time, it's like, no matter what happens, it's important to keep them in there, because that structure, if they're willing to absorb that and remember it, they can take that into anything in their life,
Exactly.
You know? So,
that's true.
Yeah.
So did you grow up normal? Did your parents have money? You grew up in Jane and Finch, so I'm assuming we hear a lot of stories about people coming out of Jane and Finch, which is not an easy thing. So curious.
Yeah. It's not.
How the lifestyle was, you know?
Honestly,
did you have it easy?
My mom like grew me up, you know, as a single mother.
Okay.
You know, like her and my father like separated when I was 1 year old. But definitely like my mom had to hustle, you know.
Got
so
it.
It's definitely like, you know, has ups and downs all the time. But like, yeah, man, honestly, just like seeing like, but like always seeing like how kind of my mom moved, because like my mom later on in the years, when I was like maybe like 17, 16, she started kind of like doing like festivals, you know, started kind of like, so around it with my mom.
Oh, dope.
So you see, ever seen like WizKid come through, she helped organize all that.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
As an organizer, like what did she?
Yeah, organizer. Okay. She was the vice president of the real estate that owned Woodbine Mall.
Okay,
so
got
she
it.
Was organized all like the events through there and everything.
Super dope.
So that's the exposure you got to events.
Yeah, that kind of exposure. Seeing like she's always like had me like, you know, with her by her side, kind of, yeah, you know, seeing how, like, you know, how.
So you soaking up game early.
Soaking up,
yeah,
game, man.
Yeah, that's
soaking
good, man.
Thank you.
That's
thank
really
you.
Good, yo. And shout out to Woodbine too, man. You know, mm-hmm, slept on Mall in the city.
Right?
Tell me you
right?
haven't been on that fantasy fair as you man.
I used to work
put
at fantasy
some respect
fair,
on Woodbine's yeah, name, man.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Fantasy fair was like my second job.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, man.
What about your surroundings when you were growing up? Did you have a lot of friends or people in general in your neighborhood, like, you know, pursuing big things and doing big things out there to motivate you, or was it different?
Nah, honestly, it was like everyone was kind of just having fun. Everyone was like, we were all just like, you know, as being teenagers and just, right, you know, just kind of like, you know, having fun there. I was still like grinding still my soccer, but still like, mm-hmm, you know, regular teenage stuff. Yeah. Until it was like, it wasn't until like, maybe when I was like, I'm 23 right now, but it wasn't until like maybe like 19, mm-hmm, where like 19, like when I realized, okay, I had to kind of like switch stuff apart, yeah, you know, mm-hmm, because like my mindset kind of switched, was like from young, like now it's like I had to really kind of grow in the mindset of just, okay, I need to like have certain people around if I wanted to get to a level where I want to go.
You know
to
how long that takes for, mm-hmm, some people to realize?
100%.
Some people are my age, they still haven't realized that yet, bro. So, you know, I think you should, if you haven't already, maybe you already have, just, you know, reflect on that and just notice that, like, you know, you found that at a good time in your, mm-hmm, life, man. You're able to use that to its advantage, yo. Because
thank you, man.
That's true. Thank
you. Yeah, yeah.
I forgot what Pitbull said. He had a Spanish saying, I remember, in an episode where he's like, his mom would tell him in Spanish, show me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yep. Mom used to say that to me too. Hey, I have visions of just closing the door. Hey, show me who your friends are. I know.
It's true though, yeah, man. It's true. So I'm assuming that's kind of the realization you had in terms of who you need to surround yourself with.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Did your friends usually get in trouble?
Mixed. Not like crazy trouble.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? But it's like, you know, getting mixed. But like, I was always new. It's like, you know, I was never involved in anything like that. So I always kind of like set to the side.
Got
usually,
it.
But like,
got
yeah.
It. What about, we're talking about your work ethic and talking about your dedication to soccer. Did you start work early in your life?
That's that. Yeah, man. Grade 10, I was like doing like my first job, like grade 10, grade 11. I was doing like my first like janitor job.
Mm. Janitor job.
Janitor.
Okay, where yeah. at?
It was at it was like a middle school by Jane and
Shepherd.
No, Jane and by Jane and
Chuthui.
Janitor
at a
school.
Right there, yeah.
Right around there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But yeah, I was
janitor
like,
as a school in 10th grade.
I know that school, grade. Yeah.
I was like, I was a kid. I was like, honestly, it's like, I want to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I was doing soccer. But I'm like, if I want to kind of like do my own thing, go in the movies, you know, travel, I'm like, yo, I have to hustle for my own money, man.
And
so,
how, I'm just thinking as a kid, like, you must have learned how to swallow your ego to do something
early,
like
man.
That, bro.
Early. Just to have like a bigger picture in hand of like a reasoning why, yeah. like you're here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like obviously it's like, this is not where I want to be, but this is going to help me get to the next steps to where I want to be. So
I think that's a gem right there, man, because the word for young adults nowadays that people keep throwing on them is entitled. You know, people feel like a lot of people, younger people today, are just entitled and they're not willing to do the hard things to get what they want. You know, they think, you know, it's all about immediate gratification, but sometimes you got to work at those jobs, yo. You know what I mean? You got
to
do these
man.
Things, man, because if you have a bigger goal in mind, you know?
Absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like, it's crazy because, like for me to even, like just like, I was like, I kept working a job until it was like out to 2021. Like just kept grinding it out always,
Absolutely.
Man. So it was like, yo, it is like what you said. You always like, you gotta kind of put your pride aside sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's just, yo, you gotta do.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, good on you. I'm just, as I'm processing this in my head, you know, I would have probably been combative.
Right.
Like, you know, I started working at an early age, but being a janitor at a school in the same neighborhood I lived in,
yeah,
that takes a lot of character.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm still, you know, I'm in my 30s, bro, and I'm still having struggle with like egotistical things.
Didn't Matt Damon do that in Good Will Hunting, though?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. He was just a math genius, though. Anything, but good on you, man. That's amazing. I wanted to ask how did you get into photography and videography? Like, where'd that passion come from?
Yeah,
man.
And who influences you too, man? Your style is dope.
Thanks. Say again.
Sorry. I said your style is dope. Like, I'm looking at your merch. I've been watching your page and like how you roll stuff out. Like, you know what I'm saying, the angles that you use, the way you capture stuff,
when
you put your videos together. It all looks really, really dope, man.
Thank
you,
man.
And it's your style too, you know. So I was just wondering what your influences are.
Definitely the shirt, shout out to Xander. You know, he created for my photo exhibit back in January. He created the whole fit, and different flavors. Shout out to Jacob Ettinger. You know what I'm saying? One of my co-founder for the Mobile Network. He always taught me how to do film. Always open person where I can go ask questions, and we've always been kind of help each other situation, you know. So I have a lot of thanks to him to on the knowledge, you know, where I'm at right now too.
What about was he, like, would you say a mentor? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about mentorship a little bit, man. What it means to you, like, if your mentors in your life, are you mentoring anybody else? Like, what's going on?
Like mentorship is important, man. Like, definitely, because for me, I dropped out of school like my second year.
Okay.
Right. So I'm like, okay, because I knew I don't have the textbooks. Right. You know, I had to go into sets.
Yeah.
Go on YouTube, learn, and just try, and keep practicing, keep training.
Yes.
And it was to a point where like me and Jacob met in like 2019. I seen what he's doing, and I wasn't afraid to just go up to shit. Like, hey, like I love to, like, you know, just shout at you sometimes. Like, I'll go, you know, I'll come do BTS for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love to just, you know, be able to kind of shout at you, to ask you questions. And he was always open, you know. So that's how kind of build that relationships, and to a point where it's like, you know, that's how we got close.
Yeah.
So I used to answer your question. Mentorship is important because, you know, they're the ones that like believe in your abilities and just naturally want to see you win. So
as you're saying that, it makes me think of how you're jumping at all these opportunities and probably not caring about the money part, right? Because a lot of times people have a price they need to pay and they're not going to accept the opportunity other than them getting paid. But it sounds like you're opposite. You're like, no, I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Like my first billboard job, like people thought I was paid. Like, nah, it's like, I pay for my own flights.
Right.
You know, to go shoot. But like, you know, the opportunity was like, hey, like, call him Mari, like, from the deputy director of Billboard. He was like, straight up, like, I have an opportunity. But to interview Nas and Hip Boy. He's interviewing Nas and Hip Boy. Mm-hmm. I want you to come and just cover it. Mm-hmm. I'll pay for the expense of, just, you know, your stay, food, but just get down there.
Like, yeah.
Bet. you know, no problem.
People be surprised how much that happens, yo. You know what I mean? If you're willing to come down there, like, you know, as long as you're in the building, you know, the opportunities can grow.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
That's it. And like, for me, because of, you know, like, I create a bigger goal. I knew I create a big goal for myself. I knew that was, you know, like, that opportunity, like, that was going to, like, take me to the next level. I didn't hesitate, you know, and that brought to more being inside Hip Hop DX. And then from there, just taking over and still doing the Rolling Louds, while doing, you know, shooting for, like, you know, this Corday and stuff like that. Like, it's not like it was still like me going out there just like being in the rooms and networking.
So you've never been afraid to invest in yourself?
Never been afraid.
What was that experience like, covering Nas and Hit-Boy? I'm a
fangirl. Yeah. That's true. Sorry we walked over that, because right? Nas and Hit-Boy, man. Like,
yo,
what was that like?
It was insane, man. You know, just to be like in like the private green rooms, private green rooms, him and Hit-Boy, just know that he was like, you know, the guy that basically like helped start a hip hop period, you know what I'm saying? So it's like to be in his presence and to be able to just kind of shake his hand, props him up, you know, it was dope. And I even that was the same day where I met Elliot Wilson as well. you know. So it's just that experience just knew, like, okay, like, you're here and take advantage.
Yeah, man, you're in the room, man. And I think, you know, you can get in the room, but how do you maneuver? Yeah, and sometimes people can get in there, but they don't know how to maneuver when they're in there, you know? I think that plays a part too, you know, because people like that meet people all the time, you know what I mean? Yes. There's a lot of people who are trying to grind and get in there and do their thing. So I would say, like, obviously you can get in the room now because you worked with so many great artists and people might have seen your face, but now you have that familiarity every time you go in there, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't have to be jumping all over Nas and saying, like, yo, bro, like, you're gonna get a pick or with some shit like that, you know? It's just like, yo, I'm working, you know what I mean? I'm working, I'm over here working. You're probably gonna see me again next time you're in Toronto, you know? Because I'm the guy people call, you know what I mean? So, and then, you know, Nas or Hit-Boy, whoever you work with, and be like, yo, I remember Of The Saint, man, he was there last time. I mean, you're building relationships, that you know. Part.
And it's crazy you said that, because it actually happened like 2 times.
I believe it, man. That's the way the game works.
It does.
People
bro.
Jump, they get excited when they see something or an opportunity, and they don't know. Like, sometimes you have to jump on it because you might not get another one, but you have to also know that sometimes you got to have patience with it, bro.
Absolutely.
And if you're in the game for the long run, you know these things are going to come around again, yo. So absolutely. It's just. Bide your time, make sure you're moving correctly, and then strike when the time's right, you know? So, yeah.
Relationships seems like it's a theme here, you know? And the importance of relationships, because it seems like your opportunities keep building because of the relationships you're building.
Absolutely.
Right? And you seem like you have a humble approach to a lot of things, and people connect with you some way or somehow. You know, nobody will get far in life if it's not based on relationships.
Yeah. Yo, relationships is key, man. Mm-hmm. Key to everything.
Do you know that early age, or is that just something you started developing?
It was something like I just naturally started to develop. I was always been that person. It was like, I'm always like that person. It's like, it was always kind, always like, you know, just like the humbling, you know, just natural person. So people just naturally kind of gravitate to that and just wanted to be around me from time. So it's like coming to actually do my production company. I knew it was okay. I need to take the relationship I have now, I need to take advantage of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like, hey, let me help you out. You know, doing stuff for free. Let me help you out.
Yeah.
And it just naturally kind of started building.
Yeah.
Were you always this hyped up about things, excited and motivated?
Absolutely.
Since you were a kid?
Since I last time I can remember, yeah. Like, I remember when I was like, you know, 6, 7 years old, doing like, I wanted like a candy at a convenience store. So I'm like, okay, I gathered all my basketball cards, DVDs, doing garage sales right in front of my building, trying to at least get like $5 to get candy, man.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I was like since young, I've always kind of like had that mentality.
And I can attest to that too, because when I met Of The Saint for the first time, I think it might have been before that, but one that stuck out with me was the Fame Holiday Show.
Yes.
Right? I was, me and Fame were doing our Hold Up Weight record. So he had me come on stage with him. And you were shooting it, man. And then, like, it's just, you know, some people, you just feel the energy, right? You know, I think as artists and entertainers, like, we're big on energy too, you 100%. Know? And I'm really tapped into that, bro. And it was automatic. It was just like, we, you know, connected. And he's like, yo, check out this shot, you know? Like, I got you right here. And it was like, oh. And we talk more. And it's just, you're an easy person to talk to.
Natural vibe,
you know?
Man.
What are you, like, 6'7", bro? Like, towering man over here who might be, you know? But like, some people just have that energy, yo.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
Thank you.
You definitely do.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Heavy, man. I really just had that natural connection, bro. I love it.
And I apologize if everybody starts jumping up to you now, be like, oh, I can talk to him now, yo. Ju said it was cool, no problem. Let me just flood this guy's DM one time.
I'll accept it, yo. Like, man.
I'm just picturing it in my head right now.
Right?
Was that Manifesto? Event or
no, it was before that.
Before.
Yeah, it was before that. Okay. It was I think is a was it an album release party? No, he's touring. He started his tour, so he's doing some dates. I think he did Toronto, much. He went across Canada.
Nope.
So. Yeah.
Well, something that we've been talking about is the why.
Yeah.
Right? And finding the why in what you do and why you're doing it. Have you figured that out? in terms of the why you're doing what you're doing every day, building these companies, pursuing these dreams, etc.? Like, do you feel like you found your purpose as to why you're doing it?
And just to add to that, because I felt like I said that, you know, the why is like your anchor, you know, because it makes things easier to pursue and grind on when you know what you're doing it for and why you're doing what you're doing.
Honestly, like, the why for me is just like, it's for my family. You know, it's like we didn't come from like, you know, like, you know, we like, we came from like humble beginnings.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just, you know, my hunger kept growing, just like, you know, kind of like from the beginnings, like, you know, like I've always told them, like, I had, like, it always kind of, like, pushed me to, like, whereas I tell my ideas, they're like, no, you should go to the college, this and that. I'm like, okay, no, watch me. I'm gonna show it. You know? So it's like, so it was just, honestly, like, I really just want to be able to show them, like, hey, like, you can really do anything as long as you really put your mind to it.
That's what's up.
And, you know, and just, you know, like, I have my cousin, like Stephanie right now. She has her own business, like, where, like, her photo booth business, you know, like, so it's like, even just like be able to, like, I now help her out to, like, put her in, like, pop her, like, her photo booth at certain places. Like, those are things I do it for, man.
Help out,
like,
each other.
Absolutely.
That's big amazing, family, man. Guy.
Big family.
Do you have, man, a big family? Because it seems like it was just you and your mom, and, you know, like, you got aunts and uncles and cousins.
I have a, you're just like my both, like, both my grandparents have like 9 siblings,
right?
Like, both sides, like, you know, like, one has 9, the other one has 13.
Okay.
So it's like I have a huge family, man.
It comes from lots 4 different countries.
Uncles, seconds, thirds, I have a huge family, man.
Tight knit everybody, you know. Do you guys get together a lot? Is it a big part of your life? I know it's your why, you know.
Absolutely.
But you know, sometimes, you know, you don't get to choose your family. So. Yeah. And I'm not saying you need to call everybody out or whatever, but I'm curious to know, like, what is the village like? Because I feel like that's important, right?
Absolutely.
When you can go to your aunts and cousins and stuff,
absolutely,
you know, and build with them. Was that the case?
That was the case, man. Yeah. You know, like, you know, both sides of my family, like, we always, every holidays, every, like, you know, sometimes every day, once, like, 2 times like a weekend, always kind of link up and just, you know, just kind of have a vibe, have a lunch, you know. And even to this day, like, I can call my aunts, my uncles, and just conversate, vent, you know, and just, you know, and just, you know, and they'll always be supportive of what I'm doing.
That's dope,
so,
man.
Yeah,
that's super important.
I
think that's pretty rare.
It's a blessing, man.
Did they have, like, because, you know, we're dreamers out here, so a lot of times we come from we have parents that are immigrants, and a lot of times their mindset is very different, right?
Yes.
It's not as westernized, as they would say. And us aspiring for our dreams could be completely crazy. Like you said, you know, they're like, go to college, do this, etc. So were you the odd man out thinking that all of these things, or
I was definitely odd man out, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even this, like, even like the only reason why, like, the only reason why I even went to college was because the pressure of, like, of the of my family, like, you know, just like, just tell me, like, you know, you have to go to school, you know, I want to pursue soccer. I'm like, no, you have to, you know, this and that. And so it was like definitely both my grandparents are freshly, like, you know, freshly from the Caribbean, you know. So, and then, so it's just, everyone had that mindset. So me trying to pursue my dreams, like, it was a battle. You know, I had my aunt literally, like, cry beside me, you know, just pouring tears, just cause, like, no, you have to go to school. I don't want to see you just, like, you know. So it was hard. It was me telling them, no, I have to, I have to, you know.
And I feel you on that so much, man, because I bet there's a lot of people your age or at that age that would have the same issue right now.
Yeah.
And I would just say, like, listen, to all the parents and aunts and uncles out there, like, it's, things are changing, you know? There's foundations that are still important. I think school is important in terms of, you know, your, how you structure yourself, you know, like, because we all need that growing up. We all need to learn how to structure. And you know, you say, you know, I'm not taking these math lessons with me in life, but the getting up every day, going to school, learning stuff, applying these things, you're gonna need that in all parts of your life.
Yes.
You know? But that being said, not everybody has to go the full college university route, because the world isn't built like that anymore to a degree. You know, like,
absolutely,
there are different ways to do it. If that's how you feel you're going to do it, then if that's the type of intelligence you have, book smart, school smart, like I feel like that's my path, then do it. But if it's not, and you know it's not, and you've tried it fully, you know, there is a way, another way to have a good life and have a good career. And it's hard for older generations to understand that, because that was what they were taught coming up. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole reason they're here in Canada or the US, or migrated from where they were, because that hope was available. You know, and I just think it's different now.
Absolutely. I love to know, like, how was y'all's, like, you know, upbringing? Was it kind of similar, or was like
mine? Well, for me, yes, absolutely. You know, my father came from Jamaica. You know, and you know how that go already. Caribbean mindset, yo, it's go to school. That's the only way to do what you were doing, you know? But my mother, who was from Dominica, not the Dominican, and she came up, she was actually raised by another family. So she was a teenager and went to school and got to live with a family that was already here. They were a Jewish family. So she learned different ways of doing things, you know, than just getting stuck in that Caribbean mindset, you know, at a pivotal time in her life. So when I was born, like, she was open to me doing things, but it's always a battle with, you know, the man in the household saying, I mean, you know, you're good, you know, but you gotta, this is what's popping right now.
Yeah.
And it took me sticking to my guns and actually doing things, yo. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think my dad's really even, you know, acknowledged or appreciated or, you know, respected what I've been doing till not too long ago, man, you know, not too long ago, because that's just the mind step. But it doesn't matter, because at some point, you have to live for yourself, and that doesn't mean you love your family any less, right? Just means you have to live your life, yo.
That part,
you know, really do.
It's one of those sacrifices that needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, people don't understand unless you're in this position of just like how hard it is to be like entrepreneur and live your dreams, and it's not easy. So it's like, yeah, sometimes you need that separation, just of that. Sometimes of like the energy of just, I just need to focus of just, like, on me right now. Trust me, just like, you know. So I definitely understand.
But some people say they want to do that, and, you know, they're playing Call of Duty for 8 hours, yo, you know, and they say they're an engineer and an entrepreneur. Yo, school's not for me still, but like, you're not really doing the work outside of that. You're not replacing that school with something else that's, you know, productive.
Yeah
I wanted to I mean, I had a very similar upbringing, just, I guess, to quickly answer your question. I didn't expect that. Elf the Saint just did a reverse Uno card. I'm going to interview you. very similar upbringing. Very similar. Middle Eastern parents, go to school, get a job, have a salary, live a happy life, etc. I obviously did not choose that route. And similarly, you know, I think when I was younger, very much against the idea of, you know, doing entrepreneurship things and pursuing a dream and not going to school, etc., and getting a day job. And of course that came with challenges and struggles. I can't, you know, telling my parents I'm a comedian now is very, you know, the last thing I'm sure they wanted.
You know,
to
what?
Hear.
I don't think we've had that conversation, man. I never know. Like,
no.
Yeah, how was that?
I mean, it was interesting, but
I know. Okay, we're good.
We'll do that on another episode.
Funny.
But I will say, just to cut it short, is that now they have a different mindset. Right. I feel like now they're a lot more supportive, and not only because of maybe realizing this is what you want to do and they support you and etc. I feel like the media helps a lot. Technology helps a lot. When you see a lot of people succeeding pursuing the things that they want to do, and they have so many more examples of entrepreneurs. But also, I feel like as they get older, they want to be more supportive, and they probably reflect on their lives, on the things that maybe they wanted to do and not having the ability to do so. So they're gonna live vicariously through you, achieve those dreams for both of us. But talking about dreams, I wanted to talk about, you know, some of the initiatives that you got going on, some of the, I know you're bubbling a lot of big things behind you. I see that behind that smile. You're like, I'm gonna show you next year.
That's why I cut him in now.
But let's talk about this podcast you guys are making. I heard that you're making an all-women podcast and giving a voice and a channel and a network for women creatives and entrepreneurs from Toronto.
Yes.
So let's talk about what it is and why you want to do it.
Man, because the reason why is because, you know, I like right now it's like, you know, like.
That's just Dwayne. Dwayne's going through the bushes, right?
We have clumsy cameramen. Yeah, right. That's all. Yeah. Like,
oh, you're not the only 6'7" guy here, okay?
Like the reason why, because for me, like I've always been raised by women. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like my mom, like my aunts, my grandma, I've always been raised, and you know, seeing what, how like, you know, they go through stuff, it's like it's hard, you know, and
isn't it powerful, bro?
It's
amazing. It can be, right? If you're paying attention,
it's so powerful, yeah, bro. Yeah, just like now, how there's like, you know, just they know that the platforms that they're getting to, mm-hmm. just, you know, have a voice, you know, and to now even, you know, being able to just work with, you know, Katrina, like Selena, and right. you know, I've now like seen how they work. Made me appreciate, right. you know, just like what they do even more.
Right.
You know, so they pitched me an idea that they wanted to do. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, cause you know, it's what's needed, you right. know, just to have more women to, you know, just voice their opinion, to be able to motivate other women to like build that confidence for right. them to do their thing. So.
Yo, honestly, I'm thinking about it right now. Like I don't even want to work with pods that aren't led by women. You know, like, they seem to be the most on point right now, bro.
Absolutely, like, killing it.
Yeah, anybody who's doing their thing, you know, you might have male hosts or female and male hosts, but like most of the production team or behind the scenes is usually run by women, you know, at least some of the ones that I really mess with, you know, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out Alicia.
Hey. Right? Hey. Ours included.
So you, it seemed like you reflected off of the inspiration behind the women that raised you.
Absolutely.
I feel like we're a generation that were raised by women, another generation raised by women.
Shout out to women. I learned to braid hair early in life. You know? I had way too many female cousins growing up. You know? They forced me to do all of that stuff. But
what's the show called?
There's, as of right now, there's no name for it.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now it's just kind of in the thought, like the producing process. Is
got
kind
it.
Of
got
thing.
Got
I,
it.
I, yeah. I like when I hear that. Yeah. So when you peep this episode a few months right? from now, you'll be like, yeah.
But like honestly, we do have another show coming out as well. That's called Wing It.
Wing it.
Tell us about that.
Honestly, so it's like, this is the first time to me talking about it. So it's exclusive, you know. But it's so
sit up for this.
So it's basically a show where it's an inspiration by Hot Ones. You know how they sit down with, you know, with their guests, eat hot wings,
right?
But we kind of like took their idea and flipped it of doing like flavorful wings, in a sense.
Yes.
And it's, you know, and it's shout out to Wings Up Canada because they're the ones that's flewing it and giving us the wings for it.
Nice.
So yeah, we have we basically
brand partnerships in it. Okay,
thank you, man.
That's gonna
thank
be you. So good.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's amazing, bro.
So yeah, I'm really excited for everyone to see. Man, it's something that we've been working on for the past couple of months, and we record all the episodes. Mm, so,
you're interviewing artists or
artists.
Got it.
But it's like artists right now, but like we are like expanding to like, you know, other influencers, other like, you know, people that's really doing the thing in the city.
Yeah. Nice. When are you, when is this gonna be dropping? The next few months?
The next, I say we're hoping for June.
Yeah.
Hope for June.
So by the time this episode's out. We'll see you there, man.
I'm excited.
Appreciate
and another point I would like to add, and not to give away too much game to y'all, but Hot Ones is a great case study if you're trying to start a channel or a podcast or 100%. Anything like that.
Yes.
If you learn from Sean Evans, man, and what they did, because there's a reason why they are where they are right now, you know? So,
absolutely.
A little bit of game.
No.
Absolutely been in the game for years, man.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit. I know we talked about like some big, some good times, some of the upbringing, but you know, no story has always a perfect kind of happiness.
Peaks and valleys,
right? Peaks and valleys.
Peaks and valleys.
And leading up to one of our the question that we always ask our guests, you know, I'm sure there was low moments in your life.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. And
I
know, right?
I'm emotional. I'm about to tear up right now.
It's the tea, guys. I'm not that successful.
It's okay. We all been through there. We all been through it.
But no, I want to talk about a little bit some of those peaks and valleys and moments that you thought maybe were really low in your life and how you overcame them. You know, you are very young in your career, and there's so many more things that you're going to be able to do. But to get to this point, yes, there's always going to be down moments.
Always going to be down moments. Yeah. You talk about like in my career or in general?
In
life?
General, bro.
Man, something I definitely don't really like talk about much, but like definitely like me and my father, right? Like, okay, we always for like past like 18 years, our relationship has been
rocky.
super choppy. Mm. Whereas there's a point where it's like I used to like I didn't know this at the time, right? But I used to just be angry at a lot of different stuff. I always smile about it, but the little thing kind of like tick me
on the inside.
You know, not aggressive, but it's just more just like, you know, kind of tick me on the inside and everything.
And it'll build up, right?
Build up, mm-hmm. You know. So, but it wasn't until when I was like, you know, when I was like kind of, I was in my Chicago playing soccer. I was coming back, you know, because basically I was moving back because basically dorms was getting like kind of pricey,
right?
And everything, so yep, had to come back.
I'm sure you're not the only one, man. Like, yeah, hell yeah,
you know,
hell yeah.
So it says I was kind of thinking of like of the what next of like, you know, I've always been wanting to kind of dabble in. I was doing YouTube. I've been wanting to dabble in on the social media marketing.
Right.
And so, but I've realized early, it was like, man, like right now, like the way I feel, like, you know, the trauma, the anxiety, it's not going to help me to get to where I really want to get to, mm-hmm. You know? So I've always that time I had to learn to like, hey, the reason why I'm really like this, because I have really forgave my dad, and like, I realized I had to, because if I wanted to move forward, doesn't matter what he did, mm-hmm. I had to forgive him for me, you know. So it was that process of like, you know, learning to forgive him.
Was it like more of time heals all wounds type of stuff, or were there specific things that you might have seen or read or somebody told you that made you change your mindset a little bit?
Like, It was just kind of seeing like all the examples, mm-hmm. of like looking at like I've kind of like my family trails, and mm-hmm. looking at like those kind of things, like, mm-hmm. I've always wanted more, mm-hmm. you know, and just I've always knew like how the way I feel is because of that one reason.
Right.
So I've kind of like, people's like, had a conversation with my aunts, had a conversation with my mom, just they just mm-hmm. kind of like guide me into like, yeah, man, like just what to do.
Yeah. Because they've seen that and they know where that road leads, right? Yes, so they're probably giving you game like, yo, you don't have to go through the same way, break the chain and do something different.
Exactly.
I feel
exactly
that.
Man,
I feel that.
You're not 23 years old. I don't believe it. How is this guy 23? Took me over 30 years to figure out like a quarter of the things he knows.
Well, honestly, it just sounds like he's, like I said, he's got a good village, yo, you know, when you have people to go to and to Absolutely. Learn from, and examples that are being set, mentors and all of that stuff. It helps, man. Not everybody gets that that privilege and an advantage, because sometimes, you know, you are on your own in this world and you got to figure it out, you know? So family's so important.
It is crazy, man.
I know we talked about it a little bit, but having that mindset of just knowing all these things, are you just like, do you listen to a lot of motivational stuff? Are you
absolutely?
Yeah,
one of the biggest persons that really helped me kind of fix my mindset was Jay Shetty.
Hey,
you know,
shout out Jay.
You know, Jay Shetty, man.
I was just watching like, his podcast this morning.
The people that he brings on and the way he moves like the conversation is incredible, and it's really helped me realize a lot of things and just key points of the podcast. Like, wow, like, okay, let me like stick this in, let me write this down, you know. And that's how I really developed, you know, to like, you know, kind of switch my mindset a little bit.
Oh man, if you're watching this, because you know, I know you're a fan of DDHD podcast,
obviously.
Just know that of the Saints going to be a new guest coming up in your show, you know what I'm saying? Let's manifest that for sure.
I would love
But no, he's a great, great podcaster. Has
big inspiration for me, man. Honestly, like I literally accredit a lot of things that's happening in my life now from learning lessons from him, you know, directly stuff that I've taken and put into play, and it's worked for me, you know. So everybody's different, you know, but I highly recommend it for sure.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, man. No, shout out Jay. Amazing podcast. If you haven't checked it out, a lot of life lessons.
Yes.
And yes. I was just watching his Tony Robbins episode just this morning, and that's if you haven't watched that one, check it out, man.
I need to watch that one.
Yeah, for real. All
right, so real talk.
Let's talk about it.
You know, you're doing all these amazing things, yo, you know, at 23 years of age. I mean, feels like the world's your oyster. And even if it doesn't work out, which I'm not saying it will, I feel like you the type of person that has enough resilience to get out of whatever's going on and make something happen, yo, you know, because it is a long life, yo. Yes. You know, I feel like what you're doing in whatever form it takes will work, yo. But there's probably somebody 23 or younger or older right now that's at the point where they don't know what's going on and they're confused where they're at with their dream, and they might be at a crossroads and want to give up, you know? So this is the Dreams Don't Have Deadlines podcast, and I would love for you to just look into the camera and tell that person why.
Man, the reason like dreams don't have deadlines is because, like, you know, I like talking to myself, like I went through like a lot of trauma growing up, you know, and I had to just, you know, like just realize that to live, you know, to pursue my dream, to really like move forward, I had to, you know, kind of work myself, work on my trauma, work on, you know, like the things that's going to help me move forward, you know. So, and plus on top of that, it's like, you know, there's no like the time, like you always have time, you know. So even if you're starting off, you know, do stuff for free, you know, connect with the right people and always have the right people around you, and you know, you'll be okay.
Yeah, man, that's dope. That's what's up. That's some great advice,
that's
man.
That's what's up, man.
I'll never take some for my own, you know?
Never stop the work, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you.
So, man, I mean, that thank you so much for joining the pod, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
No, man, that was our pleasure. We're excited for you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Of the Saint at 23 today looks great. I can't wait to see what happens in the future.
And I just want to give you guys your flowers, you know?
Thanks, bro.
Because, like, podcasts like this is needed, you know, because right now it's like even just going through this podcast, I've like overdubbed certain things I don't really talk about, and it's like it feels like refreshing, you know. And just like, you know, just like I know like people are going like all your episodes, people will take a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's that helps, like that helps himself, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to like definitely give you guys your
yeah, appreciate bro. That man, honestly, so much, bro, like that means a lot for sure.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
That's it's if anything, that's validation to give us fuel to keep doing what we're doing, you know, what you're saying right now.
Because what you just said is the reason why we do that, you know?
Yeah,
you know, we want to fill a space that we felt there was a void in.
Absolutely.
Right now, you know, so to hear you say that just validates
it. Yeah, man, appreciate it. And if anything, that statement, for you to say that for us, just proves to us why you're where you're at today and why you're gonna keep moving forward and progressing, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. So when you sign my checks, I always like bonuses. You know, so give me an extra
$25,000. He's really here because I got a show coming up.
I'm just saying, we got dreams too, buddy. But no, I mean, we're super excited to see where your path takes you.
Thank you.
And you know, your projects that are coming up, the podcast that's coming up.
Thank you.
Wing It Show. What else is coming up? You said you had a merch line that you're launching.
Yes.
Yeah,
right now we're in the works with that, you know, just how to just put it out properly, you know. Mm-hmm. Was like these are just kind of samples that we wanted to see how people's reaction mm-hmm. was, and then we took advantage of the art exhibit for that. So yeah, like summertime, you know, that's like preparation of when we want to like definitely drop like the merch and everything.
Amazing, man. Yeah, well, we're definitely gonna keep the lookout. And where can people follow you?
You can follow me at like Instagram of the same underscore, and you can follow you know, the Moment Network, you know, on all platforms, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and the Moment
with a three, right?
The three,
yeah,
not a
E.
And net
yeah, yes, yeah.
All amazing platforms. Man,
well, thank you so much for joining us again. This has been the Dreams Don't Have Deadline podcast. My name is Marwan Monomini,
Rochester,
and we got
of the Saint.
Let's get it.
Work hard and I handle my business. Look up in the sky, whole squad, let's get it. No limit, no.